Nazi prints on them. Her bookcase has glass doors. She has a television and a phone, and her homework is neatly laid out on her desk. Her closet is opened just a tad. I open it farther with my foot. All her clothes wait patiently on hangers, organized by type, skirts together, pants hanging by their cuffs, her sweaters stacked in plastic bags on shelves. The room screams Heather. Why can't I figure out how to do that? Not that I want my room screaming Heather. That would be too creepy. But a little whisper of Melinda would be nice. I sit on the floor flipping through her CDs. Heather paints her nails on her desk blotter and blathers. She is determined to sign up for the musical. The music wingers are a hard clan to break into. Heather doesn't have talent or connections. I tell her she is wasting her time to even think of it. She thinks we should try out together. I think she has been breathing too much hairspray. My job is to nod or shake my head to say, "I know what you mean," when I don't, and "that is so unfair," when it isn't. The musical would be easy for me. I am a good actor. I have a whole range of smiles. I use the shy, look-up-through-the-bangs smile for staff members, and the crinkly-eye smile with a quick shake of my head if a teacher asks me for an answer. If my parents want to know how school went, I flash my eyebrows upward and shrug my shoulders. When people point at me or whisper as I walk past, I wave to imaginary friends down the hall and hurry to meet them. If I drop out of high school, I could be a mime.
We just found out something important about Melinda. She feels as though she's putting on an act for everyone in her life. She feels like she can't be honest with people, not even with her family or Heather. I think Melinda is acting like this because of whatever happened at that party. She just can't bring herself to talk about it. Let's keep going. We're at the last paragraph on page 33 where it says, Heather asks why.
Heather asks why I don't think they would let us in the musical. I sip my hot chocolate. It burns the roof of my mouth.